I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. We're always so happy to have people join us.
And, I know it. Whether it's this morning or if it's any time on our website.
And, you know, I always try to remind people that, oh, you don't want to or you can't listen on Saturday morning at 7:45. We're here on the computer whenever and wherever.
That's right. You know, there are many Saturday mornings I don't listen to us, LaVon.
No.
Yes. But then I always go to the website.
Exactly. And there it is, along with the recipe, or usually a recipe, usually instructions, mm-hmm. sometimes pictures. You're a great picture taker. So many times there's lots of things there to look at. And they're still there. I mean.
Yes. They never are removed from the website.
So for over a year.
Isn't that funny? The amazing technology.
That's right. It's all there. And again, if you don't have that computer, let us know because we will certainly fill in the blanks
exactly.
for you. Yes. Well, today I actually want to talk about something I saw in a magazine mm-hmm. that many people may have picked up to see mm-hmm. because it's in the Hy-Vee Seasons magazine.
Wonderful magazine.
And beautiful pictures.
Yes.
I always love photography. And I think I've been thinking of things to do in a muffin tin that are not
mm-hmm.
muffins
mm-hmm.
because they're just nice little size kinds
sure.
of things.
And you grab and go.
Yeah. I think you can do meatloaf. You could do a casserole type thing. You can do lots of things. These happen to be egg muffins.
Oh, let's learn more.
And there might be several reasons you want to do this, but I think these would be perfect for kids going back to school.
If they don't get up early enough and to get breakfast before they get on the bus or into the car, here we go. This is a great
could be a grab and go, yep. go kind of thing.
Protein, fruits and veggies included.
You bet. And there's so much research showing that protein is something that we all really need, kind of scattered throughout the day, no matter where you get it from. We need some protein early in the morning as well as kind of throughout the day. You don't. A big 12-ounce steak at night doesn't do your body as much good as if you scattered it out during
I believe
the day.
That.
So mm-hmm. it is really important that your kids, as they go off to school, to be alert, to be good in the classroom, a little bit of protein is really good. And these are really, really easy. And they're called they're egg muffins. So mm-hmm. we're going to put them in a muffin tin.
Mm-hmm.
And they are like an omelet or like scrambled eggs. So you'd go, well, why don't I just do that instead?
Well, these are portable.
That's
these are much
right.
more portable.
That's right. And I think more so than scrambled eggs, for instance, these are recommend that you can put them in the refrigerator and they will keep for at least 3 days.
Okay. And still taste as yummy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Probably. I'm sure you could eat them cold. Some people like cold egg sandwiches or whatever, mm-hmm. but you could just put them in the microwave for a few seconds and they'd be heated up and ready to go. And they could be put into a sandwich or a wrap. You know, they could be used several ways.
Certainly.
And the other thing, now I've just followed the recipe so far. I'm not quite as far out there as you are in terms of experimenting. But the next thing I want to do is to make the little ones in the little muffin tin.
Wouldn't that be sweet? Yes. Yes. Oh, I could just, you know, it's a lot of times when I see food just sitting there on the counter, I'm a finisher. And so I think, oh, yeah, let me just grab some of those. And
yes.
I have to get out of the room or else I'd eat them all.
And then, of course, there's also the option of going to the big ones, too.
Yes, the jumbos.
Yes.
And maybe you have someone in your family who just would require all that as a serving portion.
You bet. Because the saying serving portion, I think it's interesting that the recipe calls for 8 eggs, and it says it serves 12. So each person is not getting a whole
mm-hmm.
egg.
Mm-hmm.
So they may either want a bigger one, or I'm thinking to get a full serving of protein they could eat two of them.
Certainly.
You know, easy smeezy to do.
Mm-hmm.
And as you mentioned, and you think about if you ever make omelets or scrambled eggs, what do you put in those?
Vegetables. Let's go
yeah.
vegetables. Meats. Bacon, ham, sausage.
Cheese.
Yes. Oh, yum.
Yeah.
Yes. Cheese.
So
herbs.
Think about that. Mm-hmm. You know, you can be really, really simple with what you put in there. But you could also put a whole lot of things in there. So clean out your refrigerator, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking as I made these, I could even put some corn. You know, we got corn on the cob.
Yes.
We had a little bit of corn left. You
mm-hmm.
could put those in the eggs. Just mm-hmm. about anything can go in here. Now, if you use meats, of course, they need to be fully cooked.
Exactly.
Because this is not going to cook through to cook any kind of meats. But, of course, bacon would seem to be a real natural one. We always think bacon and eggs. Mm-hmm. And so I like to use the little pre-cooked bacon bits. Not the artificial ones, please.
Okay. And why would that be?
Well, I think the flavor is so much different. And you're not, the real ones actually get a little bit more protein. But I think the flavor is completely different. And the texture is a little bit different, too.
Yes, yes.
They're easy to get in a jar or a package. They can keep in the refrigerator for quite a long time. And you don't have to fry
bacon. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, when you look at the price of those, you go, oh, this might be kind of expensive. But when you think about that, all of that fat is already gone off of it. Mm-hmm. I don't think it is. And it's so easy to use.
You know what I like about this recipe, Levon, is the fact that kids can choose what they want to put in with their little egg muffin, or they can help make it. It's not just the selection process, but they actually would have some ownership, you might say, of the muffin, and would probably eat the lot better or be more encouraged to eat it.
You bet. And, of course, it is a really basic kind of recipe. You know, you beat up the eggs, and I just use a whisk. You don't need to get out the electric mixer or anything like that. So this would be perfect for kids to make. And as you say, then you could choose. And since you're putting them in the muffin cup, you could make half of them one way, half of them another way. You could make them all different, whatever.
And there are always folks who like it plain. That's
true.
So they could be made plain.
That's true. So that's another reason that these, I think, are really fun, is you can suit individual tastes and you can use them in quite a few different ways, as we've mentioned, and that they can be refrigerated. And you know, for me, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Certainly. Especially if you need an individual serving and can put the rest in the refrigerator to hold. And like you said, and make half a recipe. And that might work better for some people.
Exactly. Real easy to do.
One thing that I noticed when you gave me a sample of yours was how beautiful the yellow color that it was. And you shared because it was your neighbor so generous and gives you homegrown eggs.
And nice country eggs, and they are always a deep, well, I shouldn't say always, because it does depend on the feed, but almost always those fresh country eggs are going to be a deeper yellow color. And so I'm really lucky that I have those kind of neighbors. Mm-hmm. We've mentioned a lot of things that you can put in this recipe. It does include a little bit of milk, so the eggs, the milk, and then whatever else you want to put in, a little salt and pepper if you'd like. So pretty simple ingredients.
If someone was allergic to dairy, what kind of milk could they use then?
Well, I know you use a lot of different milk. I'm sure the soy milk would work, but you could also just use water.
Okay, sure.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I don't think that would be a problem.
You would take
at all.
Away a little bit of the richness, perhaps, of the egg muffin.
But you still, in fact, that reminds me that I once saw a chef who was the champion omelet maker. He could make, I don't know how many omelets in a minute, you know.
Howard Hillman? Was it Howard Hillman?
That was. Okay. It was, okay. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know, in his omelet, he always used water, not milk.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
He's often at State Fair doing demonstrations, and it's just a charge to listen to him because for one thing, he has a unique voice, and I think he's just really funny when he prepares those omelets, but he has experience, and he's a wonderful representative for the egg industry.
He is, and eggs are so good for us. You know, there's been a lot of research done on eggs because we were told for so long that, we had to be really careful about the number of eggs we eat, and we still don't want to eat, you know, a dozen every day or some crazy. But they've also found that the amount of cholesterol in the eggs is not that effective in terms of our body cholesterol, because our body makes cholesterol. Mm. So I think the egg story has changed a bit in the last several years, that be sure to include eggs in your diet.
Correct.
One or two a day maybe doesn't make any difference, unless your doctor tells you differently. Eggs are good for you.
And proper handling of those eggs, Levon, how would people best do that?
Well, first of all, if you buy them in the store, take them home, leave them in the carton. Do not remove them from the carton, because they'll keep much better. Air kind of surrounds them if you take them out of the carton, and that's going to make them not last as long with the same kind of quality. But you can keep eggs in the refrigerator, of course, need to be refrigerated mm-hmm. for a number of weeks before there's anything that would say don't use these.
And even if they're in their own carton, would you recommend keeping them in the body of the refrigerator versus in the door?
Yes, because the door is warmer.
Okay.
And they're going to last longer if they're in a little bit cooler place in your refrigerator.
And, of course, there's always a use-by date on the carton.
Yes, of course. And you can rinse them off. It's probably not a necessity. But, of course, you need to cook them.
Yes, yes. And to, do you know what temperature?
And
hot enough.
Yeah. So try the egg muffins. You'll find them really fun to make and easy to do.
And we hope you go to our website, kgan.com, to get the recipe and see the pictures as well as hear the podcast of today's yummy talk about egg muffins. Now remember, go make some fond family memories in the kitchen.